Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to connect to the angels if you need inspiration. Our guest today is Bill Eddy, and he's author of, he told me not to do that because I made a mistake, and there it is, there's that 75-year-old memory lapse. I'm sorry, Bill, but he's author of Our New World of Adult Bullies, and that's probably why, bullies, you know. I'm just kind of a poetic soul. Okay, I'll be also giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health and your mind and body spirit questions later on the show. But right now, let's get to our guest today. We have Bill Eddy, author of Our New World of Adult Bullies, and Bill is a multi-book author. He is the Chief Innovation Officer at the High Conflict Institute, who trains lawyers, judges, mediators, and therapists throughout the U.S. to manage high conflict environments. We really want to ask him to train Kamala and Trump, too. Welcome, Bill. How are you? Hi.
Hi. Glad to be on.
I'm very glad that you're on, too. You know, we have a lot of bullies out here lately, you know, especially after the conflict of the COVID stuff. A lot of people were too much in their heads and too much on their own and too much isolated. And when they come back, there's been a very aggressive and assertive acts now. And so I believe that your book is so important right now, because I think that everybody these days knows at least one bully.
I think you're right. And what we're seeing is the bullies are feeling more comfortable showing their bullying behavior, whereas before COVID, I think people were more restrained. So I'm not sure that it's everybody becoming a bully, but that the bullies are becoming more bullying.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, it was very interesting. I think it's the whole, I think your book goes way beyond just the bullies, because I think there's a lot of information in here to help conflict on all sorts of things and how to diffuse situations, which we should. I was just reading, you know, because I pull news for this network, and I think you'd find this interesting. So there's been so many of these young kids that are trying to bring in guns to schools and whatever. And in, this guy in Florida, the sheriff, he said he's had enough. And he found one little 11-year-old boy. And what he did was he had made threats to the school, and he was showing all this fake guns and stuff. So he actually filmed him being arrested and, you know, putting him out, and he put him on social media, on his social media page, showing him in, you know, manacles and whatever, and he was 11 years old, and the parents apparently aren't doing much, and I think that this behavior of these kids are being perpetrated, and they're kind of looking for attention, and sometimes bullies are too. And so I think that your book can help so many people, not just, you know, it's a book worthwhile to read for many, many areas.
Yeah, I really appreciate your recognizing that, because I think bullies play a stronger part in our social problems today than people realize, like guns at schools, like community bullies, like family bullies, and certainly politics because politics has become so much more, in a sense, about entertainment than government. And what gets people's attention is extreme behavior, and bullies have some of the most extreme behavior. So we're seeing role models for bullying, and we're seeing it in the news. I think of the nightly news as the nightly bully news, because it's like, here's a bully on an airplane, here's a bully on the streets, here's a bully at a congressional hearing, and on and on. So I think we're kind of, it's a loop where we're showing bullying and getting bullying and showing that, and it's just a cycle that's unfortunately seeming to escalate.
Well, I think you're right, and I think what happens is that the media pats them on the back. You know, here at HealthyLife.net, which I own, we're here for 23 years. We go to 3.2 million listeners a month, and we're an all-positive talk station. So we present issues with... we don't do number one, we don't do politics. we're not touching that. But we do, try and help. If we do controversy, we like to give, some kinds of resolutions to that so that you can overcome that. Because, you know, I don't think that most people are bullies. But, when they are getting greater, they're getting meaner, and even in the grocery stores, it's just like they'll mow you down. These little old ladies, I'm going, hey, wait a minute, and I'll make a joke, but they don't even realize what they're doing. So can you tell us, though, what constitutes a bully, and are they evil?
Well, first of all, I want to say I don't think they're evil. I think they're ancient. And I've studied bullies for about 40 years as a therapist, mediator, and lawyer. And over again, what I see is they seem to have this kind of ancient drive to dominate other people, which may have worked thousands of years ago, but it doesn't work well in an office or in a grocery store, as you said. So the driving theme for bullies is to dominate others and sometimes even destroy others. So if we think of what to look for, think, is someone trying to dominate me, or perhaps try to destroy me, or somebody else that I'm observing? And so they often are preoccupied with blaming others. They often have a lot of all-or-nothing thinking. They often lack emotional self-control. And they may do things that 90% of people would never do. But they're comfortable doing that because their goal is to dominate others and will do sometimes whatever it takes to do that. So they're not evil, they're ancient, and yet these personalities seem to be coming forward in today's world.
There's too many of them, because I don't believe that most people want any of this nonsense, and it's being perpetrated back and forth where it's being idolized, and it's, that's one of the reasons I don't like Trump, who I happen to have grown up in New York and have met, and I have to tell you a story. Anyway, I can tell you a story because I'm close to his age, right? We used to hang out in the same clubs. I'm going to tell the story on air. I'm going to tell the story on air. So my uncle is head of the international, was, because he's passed over, was head of the International Garbage Union. So you know what that means, right? You just got to know. And when I told my uncle that this guy had tried to pick me up in the joints, in the nightclubs, my uncle said, stay away from him. He's bottom fish. And so... So when a mafia guy tells you stay away from somebody that's a bottom fish, and he was talking about Trump, you stay away from the bottom fish. I do like some of the Republican policies, but I just don't like Trump because he's just an epitome of negativity and meanness, just for fun. And he's a typical bully, I think.
Well, we see the bullying patterns in a lot of people, and I think we're seeing them more in politicians, public officials, because that gets attention. But the irony is, well, you were told to steer clear of somebody by people that knew this person, is people that don't know the person but hear their stories, hear how wonderful they are, but it's not from personal experience. That's when people often succumb to bullies, because they, oh, this person sounds great and wonderful, but they're not hearing from people that know the person. They're hearing from the person themselves and what they say about themselves.
You're right. You're right on that. Why do you think we have more bullies, Neil?
Well, I think it's the, you know, with COVID, but I also think before COVID, in many ways, it's a lot to do with the last 20 or 30 years with the advent of social media, where we can repeat images and ideas thousands and millions of times, and repetition grabs our attention. I also think we've got, and I talk a lot about images, so don't worry, I'm not talking about radio. The images of bullying that we get with competing cable news stations that show the most extreme behavior, and that sticks in your brain, and you start thinking, huh, maybe I could do that. And I think the average person knows better. But bullies start thinking, hey, I can do those ideas I had. I can bully my neighbor. I can bully this person at work. And so I think we're getting this sense of permission for bullying, mostly from the examples that people are seeing. But one of the things I want to add about social media is it doesn't just show images over and over again of bullying. But bullies used to be on the fringes of society. They kind of be isolated in their community, maybe not even having many friends. But they're finding each other online and through social media. Bullies are reinforcing each other. And in the research for my book, one of the things that really surprised me is how many of these shooters, these mass shooters, have social media support systems, where they brag to each other what they're going to do, or they try to impress each other by actually shooting other people. And so social media is reinforcing the bullies in ways that in the past they would have been isolated.
Well, I totally agree with that. And plus, the social media, you know, it was many times, you know, on the radio stations when you would ask for callers, the callers would call in to voice their opinions. And, you know, and we found now that since social media, their voice, there's not as many call-ins, you know, because we've been radio over 35 years or so, and all total. And so we find that most of the call-ins, they're getting their chops off in, you know, in writing on social media. And so they're getting, they're being heard there. So it's, the social media definitely has a negative impact, and it's not a real life situation, as well as not allowing people to go out instead of looking down at their phones, but looking up and talking to people and actually involving. So, but it's interesting that you're seeing how this social media is actually, and you're right, it's actually promoting bullying. How does high emotional media, you know, well, we kind of talked about that, how TV and stuff, they're looking for fear-based, what is it, if it smells, it sells, or, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, you know. So
right.
So it's kind of terrible what they're doing on that, and but, you know, we tried to, our news show is pretty, we try and make positive news, but there wasn't any positive news out there. So it was very interesting to kind of get it down where it's not, we're not using fear or sensationalism, but that's what they're doing. They're not reporting news. There's no more Walter Cronkite that's giving you both ends of the story. So when they're always constantly titillating the emotions at the highest extreme for fear, then bullies
right.
get more bullies get more power, right? Because there's, if everybody's in fear, then these bullies who, you know, they just, who are just sometimes just, well, they're sad souls, but, you know, it just gives
yeah.
them an in, right?
Well, yeah, I agree with you, and I think that by promoting fear and images of fear, crisis, danger, and evil villains and all of that, that grabs your brain, that your brain is on alert, that there's a problem. And so it works to grab our brains. And they also show people with facial expressions of fear and anger a lot, or rage. And so that hooks our brain. And the more fearful we are, the more we're willing to just follow a leader and do what they say, rather than think something through to problem solve, maybe meet with other people. It's more like a crisis, therefore we become followers in a crisis. And that's what bullies know. So part of what they do is teach us to be afraid, because then we'll follow them even though they're the person making us afraid. It's very kind of ironic, but it's very powerful unless you know to look for it, that's a lot of what's happening today. People are being made afraid so that they'll buy things or follow people instead of thinking things through.
Right. Well, you know, for example, you know, if they're pushing like the flu vaccine, right? So the flu vaccine has six symptoms, but the flu vaccine actually has 240 in one type and 280 in the other possible side effects, including death, and all of them include the six flu things. So they're trying to push for monetary things rather than they are for actually helping, because the percentage that it helps is very little. And so there's a lot of this bullying also is now being done behind the scenes by major companies, including Google, that's pushing to do this or to do that. And so there's a larger undercurrent where now, I think this is your next book, where corporations have become bullies.
I think you're right, and it's really ironic, but they're learning that's what works. And with a population that's frightened, we'll buy things to protect ourselves. I was just reading an article about people buying bomb shelters. And I'm thinking, shelters, that was the 1950s.
Yeah, you and I grew up with that. We knew that because my father didn't have enough money for the bomb shelter. We just had the place in the basement where we had everything there. Or the earthquakes or the bombs where you get underneath your desk at school when that's not going to do much. So, let's get back to your wonderful book. By the way, the book is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and you can order it from any bookstore. And it's really called Our New World of Adult Bullies by Bill Eddie, Eddy. But let's get back, because I want to find out what is the power of the three primitive emotions, and how do you overcome them in a bully?
So I'll tell you right now. So the three primitive emotions are fear, rage, and love, loyalty. And I call it love loyalty because it's kind of combined. It's really about loyalty. But if you're afraid and somebody you care about points the finger at somebody you should be enraged with, that's the villain that's causing the problem, or the crazy person that you have to watch out for. And bullies tell you even you may be the crazy person. Your life is a mess. You're a crazy person. You have to depend on me. And like domestic violence, that's often what the abusers will say, is your life is terrible. No one will care about you. I'm the only one. And you're crazy. So you can't trust yourself. You have to trust me. And so love me and I'll love you, but it really means I want you to be loyal to me. But we also see this in the workplace. People manipulate this. Say, we're going to go out of business unless you do exactly as I say. And our competitor over there is evil, and we're really in trouble unless you do exactly what I say. And so you get domineering leaders who want to take control and have power for themselves, rather than people who truly lead and inspire others to do their best. It's by intimidation. And of course, you see this in politics as well these days around the world. In many nations, you have leaders saying, you know, things are terrible, and so follow me. And what's interesting is the number of democracies in the world has started to shift a little bit towards these authoritarian governments. And I think it's because of the bully story that people aren't aware how we're being trained to think, oh, we're in such danger, we have to follow these bullies. So it's at every level of society, I think. But it's the bully story of fear, rage, and love loyalty.
Yeah, I was just reading today that democracy in across the world, people are not actually even voting anymore because they don't feel even though there's a lot of things going on, there's the innate people, the innate insight of people, I-N-S-I-G-H-T, insight of people that understand a lot of things that are going on. We've got to take a break, but we're going to be right back with Bill Eddy and talk more about his book of Our New World of Adult Bullies. Stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an e-book, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next hip Psychic Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Bill Eddy, and he's author of Our New World of Adult Bullies. And we were talking, bullying is all over the place, and there are a lot of adult bullies out there. We talked about, right before the break, we were talking about the three primitive emotions. And one is fear, the other one's rage, the other is love loyalty. And it's just very interesting. How do you overcome them in a bully? How do you overcome this fear and rage? I have some things that I do, but, you know, tell me a little bit about what you think.
Well, I think it's a lot of what you can do is in your own mind. So first of all, is tell yourself what's going on, because the bully tells a story to trigger fear, rage, and love, loyalty, and it's usually a fantasy. In other words, they say your life is terrible and you're not going to succeed and I'm the only person that will love you and care about you. Well, just start right there. That's not true. You have friends, you have people, and I have examples in the book of people who became isolated with a domestic violence bully. And yet one woman was very successful, a British singer and songwriter and all of that, but she got worn down. She finally got out. So you have to tell yourself, this isn't real. So I'm being told isn't real. I'm being told this because the bully wants to get power over me. So not believing in that. It's kind of like bullies are like voodoo. If you don't believe in them, they're not going to have much power over you. The second thing is they say someone else is evil or the enemy or that you're crazy and there's something wrong with you. Don't believe that either. The third thing is that they're going to be wonderful. Well, people with this pattern of behavior aren't wonderful. They're covering up for how abusive they may be. That's why we recommend, if you're dating, not marrying somebody or having a child or buying a house until you've gotten to know them for a year, because they can hide this stuff. So have your eyes open and see these patterns of behavior. But a lot is also what you tell yourself. So you can tell yourself, I don't deserve this. Nobody deserves bullying. Maybe I made a mistake, but it's not something that I deserve to be bullied for. And tell yourself that you're doing fine. We teach people to give themselves an encouraging statement, like, I am a good person, and I can succeed, and I'm doing well, and I've gotten over problems like this before. So a lot of it's kind of training your mind to spot bullies, but also not to believe them and to believe in yourself. Another, of course, is getting help. That's part of how you deal with this. Just talk to somebody, almost anybody, who will give you some support. And, of course, if it's in the workplace bullying, is there may be a policy and someone you can talk to get some help from. So there's a variety of things you can do.
Well, one time I was working, I was an engineer for many years. I worked for the airlines and designed air-to-ground radio and was a big planning engineer, first woman datacom engineer in any airline in the world. And so I did that for 18 years. And then I went to work for this other company, and I was the very first woman manager in the whole company. It was an international, largest telecommunications company in the world. It was a French-based company. And I was their very first manager, sales manager, and engineering sales manager, designing networks and things for airlines and banks and governments and stuff like that. And so, they were in Islip, New York, and I was here in California, in Manhattan Beach. And so whenever the boss would come out, he would scream at you. He was just a terrible man. I mean, just terrible. And even the head of human resources would call, he's coming. Yeah. Be careful, he's coming. But he was just really, really mean. I had one other director between them, and I did a good job and everything on that. But there was, so I was very nervous about it because at that time I had gotten chronic fatigue syndrome and Epstein-Barr virus, and I couldn't drive. There was just something in. I thought it was mental, so I went and tried to, nothing could help, so I went into hypnosis, and I went to this guy and I said, help me heal myself. Ended up, actually healing myself. So I was with this guy at this time, and I said to him, he goes, "You seem a little nervous." I says, "Yeah, I got this guy coming in." I says, "And he is just nonsensical. I mean, and he just yells at you and screams at you. And, you know, he's going to want me to drive him all over the place. And I can do that if somebody's in the car, but, you know, it's going to be like crazy." And he says, "Well," he goes, "here's what we're going to do." He goes, "I want you to, whenever, I'm going to hypnotize you. And whenever you see him, his face, and he starts yelling at you, I'm going to hypnotize you to see him constipated on the pot." And I said, "What?" And he said, "No, just let me do it." So he did. And so the guy comes out, and he starts, the minute he gets in the office, he starts yelling at me. Well, the only thing is, I get this trigger, and I start busting out laughing. The guy doesn't know what to do because he doesn't, nobody's supposed to laugh at him. And I kept on saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And every time he would yell at me, which would be consistently, I would bust out laughing. To the point that he, when he got back, he said, he goes, "That girl kept laughing at me." And he says to the human resources director, whom he was dating, by the way. So she calls me up and she says, "What happened?" I said, "Well," I said, "you know, I didn't want to deal with him. Nobody wants to deal with him. So I got hypnotized," and she, and I told her what happened. Well, that went around the whole company, and everybody kept looking in his office and busting out laughing. He ended up having to change because anytime he was yelling, he wouldn't get the reaction he wanted. And it turned out to be that she told everybody, and it was just hysterical. So he actually ended up changing his behavior. So sometimes breaking their concentration actually helps.
You're pulling the plug on them.
Right.
And that's really, that's one of the it's one of the strategies. So that's an excellent example. So you pull the plug on their power over you, and not only do you feel empowered, but they feel deflated, and now they're like an equal instead of dominating you. So that's an excellent example.
Really? I know. I thought it was the funniest thing. So anyway, we've got to go to break, but we're going to come right back and talk more about Bill Eddy's book, Our New World of Adult Bullies, that you can get on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or order from any bookstore. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's hip Side Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next hip Side Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMackenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show, and we are talking with Bill Eddy, and we're talking about his book, Our New World of Adult Bullies. Now, I love the book because on the end of every chapter, he has little snippets called Common Mistakes and then the Reality of the Situation. And I can tell you that it's very succinct, and all of these things can help you. This whole book can help you in many kinds of different kinds of conflicts and all sorts of stuff, and especially with bullies today too. So what are some of the strategies that people can use to stop these bullies?
Well, I recommend six strategies, and any one of these may be real helpful. But first is to open your eyes to the pattern, because as soon as you recognize this is a bully's pattern of behavior, it loses a whole lot of its power over you. So you go, oh, I'm dealing with a bully. And the bully's pulling the same tricks, telling the bully's story of, you know, fear, rage, and love, loyalty. And so recognizing the pattern is a really good place to start. The second thing is pulling the plug on the bully, and I really liked your story before. So if you laugh at a bully, it just deflates them because they want you to be intimidated. And what's interesting is if you whimper in front of a bully or yell back at a bully, you've given them your power, and they feel like, hey, I'm in charge here. But if you don't respond or you laugh at them or you just walk away, you don't buy into their bullying, then you're pulling the plug on them. And that's something also to look at is, are you complicit with the bully? Are you keeping it a secret? Don't keep it a secret. It'll eat away at you. Tell somebody so that it doesn't have the power over you. A third strategy is setting limits, saying something like, hey, you can't talk to me that way. And they're not used to that. I shouldn't say they're not used to it. They put their energy where people don't do that. Sometimes people say, well, what kind of person do bullies pick on? They pick on everybody, but then they keep picking on the people that tolerate it. And so if you set limits, often they're not going to want to bother with you. They're going to go somewhere else. But something to realize with bullies is sometimes setting limits doesn't work unless you also tell them the consequence, that you threaten a credible consequence. So you say, if you keep talking to me that way, I'm going to have to end this conversation. Well, now that's a consequence. And I think of examples I've had with people like that. And I've hung up on them. I said, call me back when you're ready to talk civilly. And they call back and say, you know, don't hang up, I'm not going to say those things again. So setting limits, but also having consequences if you need them. Then a fourth one is educating others. Tell other people there's these patterns. And you might find out if other people, like say in the workplace, are also getting bullied. Often you're not the only one. There's other people they're treating the same way. So if you say, hey, does this guy ever bother you? You find out there's like six people that he's picking on. And so you might be able to stick together and confront him or just agree on a pattern of laughing or not doing something. And then the last one is standing in support of people being bullied, standing with others. And that's where you see somebody being bullied and you say, hey, that's enough. You don't have to do a big confrontation. A lot of people worry if I confront the bully's going to pick on me. We don't have to do a big thing. Just say, hey, that's enough, Joe. Cut it out. Leave her alone. Something like that, and then walk away. That may be all you have to do. So those are six strategies. Any one or all of them together may be helpful, may be necessary, depending on your situation.
You know, it was really interesting. My mom was a big bully. My mom was such a big bully. Now, my mom was Bostonian Irish, and my dad was Italian, red-haired Italian, northern Italian, who was just a ball of love. So I got a lot of I got a real balanced thing. But for many years, you know, I just put up with it, because it's a different thing when it's a child, parent type of thing.
Yeah, less control.
Yeah. So it was very interesting, though. When she was older, what happened was that she got diagnosed by being bipolar. And nobody knew this when she was growing up, but she was always a bully. I mean, no matter what, listen to my way. I mean, I even wrote a song about Scary Mary McFerry that always wanted, she was always insisted she was right in everything she did, and I kind of wrote the song to kind of say, look, when you're doing that, you're stopping communication. You know, why don't you just, but, you know, she didn't get it. And then I didn't understand why, because no matter what I tried to do to engage her, you know, it was never working. And then when I found out that she was bipolar, my brother said, hey, she just got diagnosed with bipolar. I said, okay. So I started reading what to do with how to talk to a bipolar person, which is a little different, right? And so when I went back to visit her, you know, I didn't look her in the eye. I didn't talk about her in front of her, you know, mentioning her name. I didn't do some of these things that I had read what to do. At the end of the visit, she said, this was the best visit we ever had. So a lot of times bullies may be actually could be problematic, maybe from medication that they're on, because some medications create this kind of thing, and also they could have a medical problem. So if you're dealing with a bully in your family and stuff, try and read up on some of these things, or ask a therapist, or what some of these things are, and see if maybe that's part of the problem too of being a bully. Because it was really interesting, because I never even thought about talking differently to somebody, you know, that was bipolar.
Right. I really like what you're saying, is about thinking about they may have some other problem. And I think it's really good to, like, talk to a therapist and say, here's what I'm dealing with. What do you think might be going on with the other person? So I always suggest going to a therapist, because you get support for yourself, but also someone that may understand, like, the personality of the person that's bullying you or bothering you, and strategies for how to respond. Once you realize, hey, they have a problem, and tell yourself it's not about me, it's about them, it's a lot easier to talk in ways that show empathy, that pay attention, that show respect, which calms most bullies and most people with a mental health problem.
Right.
So we have a method we teach with High Confidence to call it EAR statements, E-A-R, is tell someone something that shows empathy or attention or respect. I'll pay attention, tell me more. Or, wow, I can see how frustrating this is for you. Or, I respect a lot of your efforts. So when you say things like that, you often calm somebody, even a bully, because my belief is bullies don't really understand themselves and don't realize the impact they have, although sometimes they have an impact that they want.
Right.
But, you know, calming them can help in some situations.
Right, I think so too. Can you tell us a little bit about where people can find out more about you and get your book?
Well, the best place to find out about me is highconflictinstitute.com. It's www.highconflictinstitute.com. People want consultations with me, they can sign up there. We have other speakers and consultants. We do a lot of training actually around the world, primarily to legal professionals, therapists, judges, mediators, etc., human resources and such. We also have a lot of videos and books and free articles. And we're just a real resource on dealing with high conflict situations. So that's the place to go to find out about me. You can get the book anywhere. So you can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, independent bookstores. We always like to encourage going to independent bookstores. Also, it's available as an ebook and as an Audible. And also, you can come to our website, highconfidenceinstitute.com, and order books there. Yes. So we welcome people to visit.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bill Eddy, so much for being on the show. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Linda. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Me too. Well, we're going to take a break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. I just want to do a little shout-out because, I just finished the Live with Linda TV show, which was a TV special, and it's going to be released September 18th at soulsearch.tv. It's going to be on Roku, Apple TV, and how you can get it is you can download the Soul Search app from your app store, from Amazon Fire, just look for it. And, or even you can view it on the web at soulsearch.tv. So it's going to be 7 p.m. at September 18th is when it's going to be starting, and then it's going to be on demand, so you can look at it at any time. I hope you enjoy it. I had a lot of fun doing it, and it was just very heartwarming for me to do that. So I hope you do enjoy that. And again, right now it's time to answer some questions for you. So if you need information on natural health, or you have a life problem or a spiritual objective, feel free to call me at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. That's 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. 5444. In the meantime, let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones are wonderful things that you can use to maybe help enhance, you know, your desires. And they all have energies, and so by working with the energy, it might be worthwhile for you. I have gemstones all the time, and even if you're wearing jewelry, that's a gemstone, okay? So it's really helping you. You don't even know maybe what it is. So today we're going to talk about moonstone. Now, moonstone is actually very attuned to the astrological signs of Cancer, Libra, and Scorpio, but anybody can use moonstone. And it is, the energy of moonstone is really balancing. It's introspective, it's reflective, it's a lot of lunar energy. And it helps with new beginnings, and it actually helps you to see, to change any of your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual levels, and changing the structures of it. It helps you to do that. It's a stone for hoping and wishing. It allows you to absorb what's needed from the universal energies, but not which is helping you to recognize the ups and downs and to gracefully acknowledge changing cycles. So, you know, everybody needs help with a little bit of change. It's a stone of feeling and understanding and intuition, and it cleanses negativity from all of the chakras, and it stimulates confidence and composure. And it's also called the travel stone, and it's good for protection in the perils of travel. And it's also a talisman of good fortune. And it's said to help you keep close to one who's dear. And also in healing, moonstone can be used to assimilate nutrients. It eliminates toxins. It treats disorders of the digestive and elimination systems. And it can be used to treat pulmonary consumption, help childbirth, insomnia, and allergic reactions to bee stings. So there you have it. And a little bit about moonstone. So it's a really nice little stone. We have a caller. Let's go to Bree in Los Angeles. Hi, Bree. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How can I help you today?
I was wondering what you saw happening with this full moon peaking tonight.
For you?
Yeah, or everyone.
Well, okay. Well, I just feel that there's new energy coming in and new ways of looking at things. And so what you want to do is to make sure that you're discarding anything that is no longer viable to you. And so there is a new path opening where you can see a little bit clearer, and things are going to be moving faster, but you have to get rid of the old stuff that's holding you back, things that are not serving you, and then you'll move forward. There's a lot of things that, you know, you may be not aware of, but you have to start looking at if something, and more using your intuition for you, Bree. If you feel that something is what you want to do, take your first thought, but don't think about it, okay? And you know, don't think about it, because mentally it stops you from doing what is supposed to be right for you. The other thing is that you do not have to listen to anybody else. Okay, you are already there, and you know what's right for you. So from anything else in the background, you need to do what you feel, not anybody, what anybody else is telling you. You are your own best judge of what's right for you, not somebody else. Okay?
Great.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Bree.
Thank you.
All right. If you'd like a reading, give me a call at 800-555-5453, 310-371-5444. Yeah, it's just interesting. You know, I want to talk a little bit about fear for a minute. You know, I've done a study on fear, because fear is what they use to control you. But if you don't have any fear, then nobody can control you, and you know, and then you can live life correctly. Now, there's appropriate fear. I mean, if you're going to cross the street, you got to look both ways, right? I mean, you don't want to have that, but you can't. If it's a prolonged fear or fear of imagination, it's kind of an interesting thing. So what I did a study, and I found that fear has two bases. It's either a fear of loss or a fear of death. So we come into the world alone, we go out alone, right? So there should be no fear at all of loss, because we don't keep anything with us except the love we give and the love we receive. That comes in our soul, that goes to the next life. I've been on the other side many times, as shown on Discovery Channel, ABC, BBC, all of that. But so we know that there's life after death, so there should be no fear of death. We are just geared for this because we're living life and we're learning every day. And so what you want to make sure of is that make fear your friend. Find out what it is you fear. Walk through it. And that will help you eliminate the fear. Okay? But you can't just let it stay, because it will just grow. So that's what you do. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss, using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts, so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. It's almost time to go. I guess it is. There's the music, that wonderful music that says, wrap it up, Linda, wrap it up. Anyway, I want to say thank you for listening. Please visit my website, lindamckenzie.net, and look up Soul Search TV and Live with Linda on Wednesday, September 18th. And after that, you can get it on demand. Don't forget about looking for my book, Symbols of You, and Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Program. Both of them brand new. I've enjoyed the hour with you. Until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of hope, joy, and love. Bye.